I'm LaVon.
I'm Miss Nene.
You know what, Miss Nene? It's fall. You know that.
And
that means it's time for cookie baking.
It is. There's nothing like cookie baking, especially with these wonderful fall baking fragrances that we associate with the season, to really warm up the home. And it may not actually warm it up temperature-wise, but it warms it up aroma-wise with the wonderful flavors of fall. I think baking with, especially this time of year, baking with cinnamon and nutmeg, cloves, ginger, it's just a wonderful treat that recalls certain memories, perhaps from your life years ago.
Exactly. Food is one of those things, whatever the food is, often brings up lots of memories. Mm-hmm. And if we have time, I want to talk a little bit more about a memory that was shared with me. And the other thing that I think of, because fall school starts, and you know, mm-hmm. I don't know how many people still do this, but it always used to be when kids came home from school, mm-hmm. it was cookies and milk.
Yes.
You suppose families still do that?
Perhaps some do. And I hope in the cookies and milk that the children get to be involved in making those cookies. That would be even more fun for them.
Yes, that would be a great weekend project if you don't have time during the week. And then the cookies will be ready for the week. You could always put some in the freezer if they mm-hmm. don't, and be ready for after school time.
And how about then even in the microwave? Just warm them up a touch.
Yes, a few seconds. Mm-hmm. And yes.
Well, there's I call them grab-and-go ginger cookie recipe that I'd like to visit with about today, and the recipe will be on our website at kjan.com, because I think it's a great recipe for fall. It's a great recipe for kids to get involved with making. It's a great recipe that the kids would enjoy, but even better, we're in a farming community, and there are men and women in the field who just enjoy having a snack or a break, and this is a great cookie to take to the field, maybe even to keep with you when you're in the combine or the semi or the tractor, just to have something handy to munch on, to keep your eyes open. Maybe.
Yes, that's true. And it is a perky recipe with the flavors that are in there. But one that I remember my mom making. It was one of the cookies, the molasses cookies was mm-hmm. one that everybody mm-hmm. said, okay, Mom, you've got to make those. So mm-hmm. it is a molasses cookie, but it has a little twist.
It does. It has ginger, ground cinnamon, and a teaspoon of ground cloves, which I thought was quite generous for cloves, because cloves can really add a lot of zip to a cookie. Then it also has full-flavor molasses in it. So you get that wonderful molasses, ginger, spicy flavor with just one bite. And the original recipe, which came from Better Homes and Gardens magazine called Fall Baking, did call for using 1/4 cup scoops of dough.
That's a big cookie.
It is.
I think that's a monster cookie.
It is, definitely. It's a huge cookie. And I made, with my batter, I made some of those, that giant size, just to see how they would turn out. Then I also made some that were just more traditional size. And of course, LaVon, I always use a cookie scoop because I like the uniformity of cookies. But you could certainly use a teaspoon and roll them in your hands, or a tablespoon and roll that dough ball into your hands, and then roll it in sugar.
And I would think when the kids are involved, what's more important, the speed, you know, mm-hmm. if you just do the little scoop, mm-hmm. or is it more important to take time and have the kids roll them out? And they may not be quite the same size, mm-hmm. but I think just that feeling of being involved, the feeling of the batter or dough in your hands, and time to visit is, mm-hmm. That's one of the things that we talk about on Family Fun in the Kitchen. So sometimes mm-hmm. we have to kind of balance the time versus the experience.
That's correct. And I would bet that the younger the child, the smaller the cookie ball.
Because
it's going to fit in their hands more accommodatingly than it would for an older child. But what a great activity to do as a family, and a teaching time for the children and for the adult who's actually performing the teaching task, because you learn about your children. You learn about what's gone on with their day. You learn what's in their future. They open up. There's just something about working with food in the kitchen that when children do this with adults, they just start opening up. about their life?
Well, it's kind of a slow down time. You know, we're always mm-hmm. hurrying off. And so when you're doing something together in the kitchen, I think the things we're talking about, they do take a little more time. And we need that time together. So,
well, I think about the time, the first cookies I made, and this was before I was 10 years old. I can't recall exactly what it was, but it was a molasses cookie. It wasn't a molasses cookie like this, where it was a shaped cookie. It was a molasses lace cookie. And I don't know why mom ever let me make those as the first cookie, because they were very, very tricky. But I had seen a picture of them, and I just thought these were the most beautiful cookies I'd ever seen, because they were lacy looking, and it was, of course, all with the kind of batter it was, and then the baking process and how they spread out and became lacy. But that was my first experience of making a molasses cookie.
Oh, my. But, you know, that was motivation, and your mom, mm-hmm. I think, knew that was one of those steps. You just move on. Well, I wanted to share, this actually wasn't a personal experience, mm-hmm. but one that I get this newsletter online, and I really like this man who writes it, and he had gotten a shared story from his, I think it was a great uncle, going back to the 1930s, and mm-hmm. this man, who is, I don't know, 85 or 90 now, is recalling making cookies with an aunt, spending the day, and mm-hmm. how they made cookies and they ate so many, they had to make some more so that they'd have enough for the dad to put in his lunchbox. I thought it was just a wonderful story, and to think about that was such an important part mm-hmm. of his life, that one day that he spent with that aunt making cookies, that he wanted to share it.
Yes.
So see how important that is?
Oh, and that stayed with him for years and years, that touching
yes.
moment. Well, it's somewhat similar to what many families still do ahead of Christmas. They will take that one day or that one weekend and gather as a family, whether it be aunts and uncles or grandpas and grandmas or children all involved, but they set aside that time of importance to gather the family and bake
together.
Cookies. And some families even then just take these cookies and make up cookie plates and take them to shut-ins or to neighbors or just spread the cheer. And that's what cookies do, too.
It is, right, because it's sharing a part of your effort and mm-hmm. so on. Now, in this recipe, is there anything, you know, you've talked about the ingredients are unique. Are any tips in terms of baking? I'm thinking, you know, you talked about the different sizes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, you know, if a child is making little ones, you probably don't want to put big ones next to it because of
exactly.
the baking time. But, you know, in your experience from those big ones, how did they differ, those quarter cup ones from the smaller ones?
I baked those big ones on a cookie sheet, and actually I only got 6 on a cookie sheet, and I have big cookie sheets. They took about 14 minutes in the oven. And, of course, one of the comments in the method of this recipe, it says, do not overbake. And I have a tendency to, of course, my favorite kind of cookie is not one that's soft in the middle.
Right.
I like
crispy.
Yes, I do like crispy cookies. So I have to really watch what I'm doing so that I don't overbake a cookie. And that, with these giant cookies, 14 minutes certainly was accommodating for how they turned out. But again, you have to work with your oven. You know what your ovens will do the best. But again, I think the biggest comment where it says do not overbake. Now, the smaller size cookies, what you might traditionally call a cookie jar size cookie, I baked those for 12 minutes, and they were just perfect too. And the test for me, because I'm a crisp cookie person, is to take it to my children, because they like cookies that are soft in the center, and they got this okay, the 5 stars.
All right,
so we
okay
were good
for mom's baking. Yes. I can't imagine that.
Well, and then these cookies too are rolled in sugar.
Ah, yes, good mm-hmm. important point for yes. molasses cookies, I think.
Oh yes, and of course, I'm always attracted to the presentation of a product with rolling in coarse sugar. That makes the cookie sparkle and zing and look zippy and beautiful.
And they crack.
Yes, they do. They crack like
it's
a traditional.
So yes, mm-hmm. so traditional.
Mm-hmm. But in the presentation is pretty with the coarse sugar, but if maybe you don't like that crunchy coarseness, maybe it tastes like you're biting on pieces of glass. I don't know. I enjoy that. But you might then just roll it in granulated sugar. And that's really what my girls gave me the lowdown. They said, Mom, I would really like
right.
this better if you would just roll it in
okay.
granulated sugar. And here I thought I was doing such a favor.
I know. They look so pretty. But the final test is in the tasting.
Yep.
So these are grab and go
ginger cookies.
Oh, ginger molasses cookies. Uh-huh. And?
Mm-hmm. And you can find this recipe on our website at kjan.com. Click on Family Fun in the Kitchen with LaVonne and Miss Nene, and there will be the podcast recipe as well as pictures of how I prepared this recipe, too. Now, we hope that you remember to make some fond family memories in the kitchen.